appealing your denied Google Business profile of, is SEO dead? Is link building dead? Well, I think we've seen that from the ChatGPT search app.
So let's stop him there.
I'm certain that Google...
Okay, so there's the context. What's up, you guys? Welcome to Run Radio, your go-to podcast for all things digital marketing with your hosts, Quinn.
And Brian.
We are trying desperately to not only talk about things that we're passionate about and that we love, but to talk about things that you are passionate about and that you love. And so please, if you are watching this video, we'd love to hear more about your thoughts on marketing and get a little bit of banter. Sometimes when we podcast, it kind of feels like being a comedian on a stage with no audience, right? Because basically we're standing here in a room with just a bunch of technology. And so it can be difficult to gauge kind of that reaction, right?
Yeah. I would say one place where we have seen some people commenting back has been the appealing your denied Google Business profile of tons of people from all over the world saying like, help me.
Please help me.
Yeah. I want to say it's the number that I had seen, I don't know how accurate it was, but like over a million profiles slashed.
It's awful.
Slashed, yeah. And we've been helping out a handful of people that have come in from that video. And it's kind of interesting because we don't sell a service to fix suspended Google Business profiles. We were kind of like, hey, reach out. We'll help you. That's what we've been trying to do. It's been a little bit more response than maybe we anticipated. Right. But we've also had an opportunity to meet lots of nice people from all over the country and across the globe.
And get a couple Google Business profiles.
Well,
back.
So we have some appeals submitted, but thus far, it's also been
a slow
response. Yeah, I don't think... Since we've started having people reach out from that video, that we've seen any responses yet. Although I think there's definitely high confidence on the ones that we've submitted. And luckily, a lot of the people that have submitted or reached out, just a quick conversation, was able to identify what their issue was right there on the call and help send them on their merry way.
Which is awesome. Well, you guys, we have... amidst Google Business Profile and Google Ads verification suspensions, there are just a lot of comments and questions and conversations lately around, well, I mean, I would surmise them into AI, link building, and maybe, I don't know, generic marketing value, right? We get a lot of questions around what's still working and what's not in growing your business.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's sometimes I think it, because everybody always does their kind of cliche at this point of, is SEO dead? Is link building dead? Is digital marketing dead? And I think those have been being posted. I think we have a video talking about that maybe 6 or 8 months ago and how long people have been making those posts. And I think they're going to continue to make those posts from the future. But I do think those are kind of like this big standing questions that keep coming back around and around.
Yeah. I think at the end of the day, people want to know how to grow their business. They want to know how to go to market. And I think that despite nuanced changes inside marketing as an industry... Because they do. Everything grows. Everything changes. Everything progresses, you know, gradually and sometimes quickly, especially as we've got AI in place. But let's get into the trenches with you guys a little bit here. So we've got a couple videos we want to react to, just a couple shorts that we've stumbled across that we want to put in front of you and then talk about our perspective. But I think something else that's really important, you guys, is we just hear all the time, right? That SEO is dead or that link building is dead. And let's talk about that for 1 second, right? So here we are creating a piece of content. This is a genuine effort to go out to the world with expertise, okay? Where does that live? That's going to go on YouTube. It'll go on organic social. But at the end of the day, those are platforms that everybody else owns. And we want to be there. We want to be relevant where people can find us. But so long as websites are monetizable, we've said this 1,000 times, if you're going to make money online, and before you become Amazon, where people are aware of you, people have to find you. Where do they find you? If you're not yet Amazon, you haven't got brand awareness, how do they find you when they look for you? And so obviously you want to be where people are across the funnel. But for that reason, where would this content live if not just on YouTube, where I have to rely on YouTube not censoring me, or some other thing that could potentially happen that somebody else owns, right? So your website will forever be your most valuable digital asset that you own. And so long as that's true, people are going to have to find it. And we often get this rebuttal like, well, AI is giving us all the answers that we need now. Well, yeah, based off of what AI could find. AI has to ingest data. It has to ingest text and numbers written in code or otherwise, even images, right, is coming in via binary code, right?
Yeah, it's got to have learning training material. Otherwise, if it doesn't have anything to train on, then it just doesn't work. And so I think as long as that's going to, and I don't see how that won't ever be the case. And so in addition to, like you said, owning it, having creative control, being able to really customize and show the experience that you want for someone that's coming to interact with your content, that your website is going to continue to be the number one digital asset. I do agree with that.
Yeah, and think of it like having a truck on the road or a brick and mortar on a street, right? So long as you own that, that is always going to be there and allow. So say we go down that path of thought that AI takes over and everything's in AI, then naturally the next step will be that everybody's going to be building hubs or profiles inside AI to be able to give it their content that ultimately will monetize AI. Is going to have to be monetizable, right? There's no way AI is going to be able to support all this traffic and then not do anything with it. And the only way that they're going to be able to do that is have users that also get a benefit out of it.
Well, I think we've seen that from the ChatGPT search ads that they've rolled out, right? And the first thing they put out when they're trying to allow people to advertise is search ads, which is, I don't think, a coincidence. Now, from what I've seen and heard so far, that's just been for companies with extra marketing budgets and wanting to say that they have a placement there and that they haven't really matured as a channel yet. But that's the first thing that they did when trying to open up advertisement is send people off back to other websites. Yeah. And so,
yeah, we just saw a video recently. It was like, is SEO killing internet content specifically, right? And this I can jive with a little bit because I do know, for example, YouTube video content, this podcast, social content, it is very much about, you know, establishing a narrative or a story or to gain connection with people. Whereas historically, I think search has been so library-esque, right? Get it indexed, get it put on the shelf, consider natural language processing. What are people really looking for? Can I give them that answer well? And because of that, it's become kind of robotic. And certainly with AI now, people can generate content really quickly and it can be very generic and very robotic. And I would say yes, in that regards, SEO is killing internet content. It's boring. Nobody wants that.
Well, and there are so many bad SEOs, that for one reason or the other, whether that's just to try and do something quick and cheap or for whatever reason, that are doing what I would say the equivalent is of spun keyword stuffed content from 15 years ago. It's just the new version. It's done with AI. And you see all of these people online, hey, watch how I use AI to build 1,000 pieces of content and ranking all these keywords in without having to do much work. And so far from what I've seen, none of those actually really stand the test, but there is definitely a churn and burn of content that's at an entirely new level beyond what we saw
pre-AI.
Generative content, yeah.
Yeah, so I think the last thing I wanted to say before we dive into some of these videos is we can't, and the world can't say SEO's dead because of what we just talked about. But also, then where does this content, how does that work, right? So once this video goes live, it'll go up on YouTube. We'll take that YouTube video, we'll put it on a page on our site that talks about the things that we're talking about here with the intent to hopefully rank for keywords that we're talking about, right? And then we can then splice that down and use that for organic social and things like that. If we take SEO out of that picture, we're basically relying on all of these other places that we don't have a home base to do something with, right? And so, yeah, I feel like I've hashed that, but
yeah, well, the bottom line answer, I think, when people ask that question, is SEO dead? The reason that they're saying that is the juice worth the squeeze? What it's going to take for an investment in time, man hours, and the overall resources that will be required to get organic search traffic, is that still a viable path for existing or new businesses? And I think, sadly, because so many people have had negative experiences with SEO, there's probably a lot of people that say, yes, SEO is dead. But the industry as a whole is growing. We see the number of in-house SEO roles growing. We see the number of people sharing the interest and places where people are looking for new careers, that it's becoming more, it's becoming part and parcel for marketing careers in general, in my opinion. And B, I would say, you know, one of the places I've seen content really starting to get more traction has been people interested in what kind of salary is there for an SEO job, and how much does digital marketing pay as a career? And so regardless if people might feel like SEO is dead through some lenses, I think the short answer is no. And
we would say across all of our partners, we're not seeing search numbers go down. You know, when we look at web analytics coming to a website, Google's not providing less and less.
Right. I would say the people that are going over and using generative AI, they're using it for a different experience than they would be for researching a product to buy, or finding a car to rent, or finding a place to go on vacation. One of the things there being that AI isn't as up to date. You know, the training data isn't as up to date as the crawlers are for finding new content. And reading a big, long thing of copy might not be the most enjoyable way to go through a purchasing experience. I just think we're a long ways away from AI taking over that. But
yeah, so that kind of brings us to this part. So we want to talk about links. Are we talking about links? I can't remember
what we ended up doing. That first video that you have up there, this is actually from Nathan Gotch. And I'm actually a fan of his tools. So he is the proprietor of a tool called Rankability, and I've used their browser extensions for quite a long time. And his tool does have, I think he's got some of the better TF-IDF software out there as far as like traditional TF-IDF goes. Mm-hmm. And so he also produces some great content. And so I know he's been an agency owner, he's been a SaaS company builder, he's done a lot of things. And so I was actually, after perusing this one shortly, I was a little bit shocked to hear what he had to say here, because normally I tend to agree with Nathan, but obviously you can't agree on everything.
Sure. So. Yeah, so let's see it. Let's see what he says. So we'll play it here.
So how should you start doing link building when you have a DR of zero? You have a brand new website and you don't have a single backlink going to your website. Well, the number one thing that you can do at that stage is to not create a ton of content because...
So let's stop him there because he's going to contextualize it and we want to... We'll let him give his context. But I think without context, I would disagree with that statement for the most part. For you to say you have to wait till you get domain authority or domain ranking before you create content.
Well, and he's actually saying DR. So he's talking about Ahrefs and their domain rating, which is primarily based off of the number of referring domains. But I think any platform, I mean, I'm certain that Google themselves would not tell you to not create content until you get a DR above zero. Now, the other thing here is obviously, I think he's using DR interchangeably with having some type of backlink profile. However, what is the number one way that search engines find new content? It's through crawling links. So I think that's a bit of a catch-22, and I don't know if he's like started selling link building services or something, and that's why he's put this video out, because I'm a little bit shocked by that.
Now, there is, I think, a flip side of that coin, which is there's a lot of people out there that are like, in fact, a big conversation we're having right now with a larger potential partner is link building dead altogether? And it's very nuanced, right? And so anything that I could say quickly would be insufficient, right? But basically, no, link building is not dead. We certainly find with small up to big, from guest posting to, you know, full-on, fully-fledged digital PR, you generating backlinks with relevant, with real users, right, that's a relevant resource on a particular page is going to provide value for your ability to rank. We do believe that. We see that.
Yeah, I think you said it really well, and that's a really concise way to say that is, if this is a link that's going to be valuable for a user, I think that's what Google is really trying to capture is, hey, help me find new content. If this is a useful link for a user, this is a useful link for Google, in my opinion. Yeah. Now, obviously, SEOs have been poring over all of the related data metrics for years. And so through that lens, it can be really hard to look at link building, and especially how many agencies, especially maybe some of the fly-by-night or churn-and-burn agencies that are still doing, you know, spun content, put up on a domain that is shortly thereafter de-indexed. Mm-hmm. For that type of link building, I think that's been dead for a while. You know, not to say that people don't use those techniques and get short-lived success, very short-lived, but so I think that's interesting. Where content is king, I wouldn't be waiting on an Ahrefs metric to go up before I created more content. So,
and this isn't perspective only. So what I want to say is this is tried and true. We have brand new websites where we build service pages, we build top of funnel content, we get a blog or a resource center going, and they start to rank without that inherent DR being there, right? And then again, on the other hand, we go and build links for both big and small companies, and we can see the direct impact of having done those right out of the gate. So we're not just speaking theoretically. Both of those things, I would say, are tried and true. We've seen sites, brand new sites, rank without a DR.
Yes.
And we have seen various types of backlink acquisition still have positive impact on rankings.
Yeah, I think one thing that people need to be careful with in marketing in 2025 as it relates to SEO is looking at single cases of, hey, yeah, see, you don't need links. This content ranks without it. That means that in all
for everybody
cases,
everywhere,
right? I'm not even saying that it's a statistical anomaly, but there are a lot of things that are being used by major search engines like user signals, which we now know from the Google leak. there are so many things. And so looking at one data point, especially if it's anecdotal, and honestly, that's probably one of the things that bothers me the most about having to contest inaccurate information as it relates to SEO is someone showing an anecdotal piece of evidence for one site that counteracts what everyone else is saying and what has been on average the path for some time. So anyway, yeah, so well, let's see what Nathan's,
all right, let's go.
Let him.
As any content that you create when you have a DR0 and you have no authority is not going to rank. It is not going to perform well. So what you need to do is you need to really focus all your effort on building site authority, your overall strength of your entire website. And you can do that with literally one page. Publish one real...
Okay, so there's the context. Basically, he says, don't create any content before you get a DR. But also, to get a DR, you need to create a piece of content.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, okay, one. Do one. And then you need links. But I think that is counterintuitive. Now, only from the standpoint of if the real reason for a link to exist is that it helps Google find content and it helps users find content, expecting for links to occur naturally from one piece of content that supposedly won't rank is going to be a huge challenge, number one. And I think if you're going out there and doing guest posts, trying to get other sites to post and point a link from content on their site to your one article, that even that will be a challenge. And so this anecdotal single page website might be a little too much to be worrying about its DR, but.
So I guess then for Nathan's, to represent Nathan as if he was here, right, I might devil's advocate say, no, there's value in creating a piece of, you know, your first piece of content, making it, you know, as good as you can, get something out there that's really well done so that you can maybe streamline some of the process of some of that backlink acquisition. I don't think there's anything wrong in that, right?
No.
Create a definitely good not. Piece of content, regardless if it's one or 10. Spend time on making a good piece of content. And I think that's kind of what he's saying here is like, don't go spend all this effort creating hundreds of pages really quickly. Like spend time creating that one good piece of content. And that's the mentality that I believe you should be creating all of your content. Right? This is why I've been on my soapbox about blogs, right? Blog in the communal sense of being this really easy way for non-coders to create content quickly and basically paginate out hundreds of thin duplicate content that ultimately cannibalizes itself. We call it a zombie page, right? Because it's alive, but it's dead. It's technically linked to, but the crawl depth is so far out there that nobody's navigating to it. Googlebot isn't crawling it. It's not ranking. So nobody's getting to the page from organic search or from user experience on the site. Right. That's what I think I can get on board with him saying, publish the one because it's you want to make it really good. That's how you should be treating all your content. And for a long time, I was steering away from any type of blog functionality with WordPress or otherwise, because it would just inherently create this atmosphere, ambiance. That's like, let's create as much content as we can, as fast as we can, both with partners and with marketers, you know, employees. Where I really wanted to focus down and help people think, okay, if this page is difficult to create, I have to go and actively put a link somewhere. I have to actively create the URL structure. I have to actively do my SEO, my optimization of my tags and my, you know, my metadata. It will inherently make me spend more time on it because I'm not just throwing, you know, some copy into an editor that's going to plug and play everything that I do. And I think for a long time that was working for a lot of clients because it did restructure the way that we create, especially top of funnel content. But we've since learned that that does then inherently create new problems for scalability. So there is a happy medium. Anyway, my soapbox.
I guess one thing I should also say, and I doubt that Nathan will see this, but if he did, obviously he's saying something that is bound to get a reaction out of people. Only make one piece of content. everyone is going to have some type of visceral reaction to that if they're passionate about SEO. And so from that standpoint, here we are talking about That's it. Right. So I think he's done a good job from that standpoint as well.
Let's let him finish up here.
Really, really good page around one keyword or one type of linkable idea, and then just drive links to that page to lift the overall site authority. I've ranked entire websites that have just one page on the entire website, and I did it just through concentrated link acquisition. So this is the best way to do it in the beginning, because you're going to waste your time publishing a bunch of content that'll never rank. So how should...
Yeah, a bunch of content. If the content doesn't add value, then probably right. You know, I think that's pretty fair to say. I think everyone feels that way now. You know, just doing blogs for the sake of blogs, publishing content for the sake of saying that we did it, isn't going to get us anything. It must be well thought out and planned, like you had said. And in addition to that, I would say it should add value, if possible, that doesn't already exist out there. What's your new take on it? What's contribute something to the overall body of information regarding that topic? So,
yeah. So I guess the takeaway from this video is one that we kind of say often, and I think this is a common thing across industries. Don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. So many people are like, they find this thing and they're like, that means all of it sucks and don't do it. And we're saying, no, don't do that. There are not all links are created equal.
Definitely.
There are bad backlinks. There are bad backlink strategies. There are bad pieces of content. There are bad websites. There is bad SEO. Does that mean that it's dead and it doesn't work? No. Right. We do not do any sort of contract with our partners. They stay with us because they're getting value out of our service. That's it. So if they were not making money back on the service that we're providing, they wouldn't do it. And so we can say pretty confidently, SEO still generates value. It generates money to people's pocket. Anyway, so we have another video we want to react to. This guy, I don't know if we know him at all.
I'm not familiar.
Adam.
But he's going to tell us how to make a quick 10K with no experience.
Yeah, so we've got to watch this.
Think digital marketing is complicated? It's actually way simpler than you've been told, if you know where to focus.
Okay, I just have to. Obviously, this is a certain type of video that will get us going. But obviously, anything conceptually is simpler than it. You wouldn't start anything if you thought it was complicated, right? So I don't disagree with like the idea of like get going on your dreams, get going on marketing. It's simpler than you think. But like anything in this life, the more you learn about it, the more you realize you don't know, right? So
100%.
So to pretend that marketing is simple.
You just haven't found out that it was simple yet.
I think the more time you spend in it, the more not simple it gets. And so I appreciate him doing the thing that so many do, but I would say tongue in cheek, right?
Core, digital marketing is really just marketing done with digital tools. Think websites, social media, email, and online ads. If you're promoting a business online, congrats, you're already doing it. But the real power of digital marketing comes from strategy. It's not about doing everything, it's about doing the right things for your business.
And I think that's, I think he's made a lot of really obvious statements of here. Digital marketing is marketing in the digital world.
Yeah.
And you should be going where your audience is. And I think when I see some of these videos, it's like, hey, this has got 2,000 likes, but so
that's what I was just going to say. There's some, there's some meta here that I think we have to like take.
I'm not catching it because it's easier than you thought. And you just got to do the right thing. And it will all be good. But it also just feels to me, and maybe I'm just getting too deep into it, that it's like this saying something very obvious so far. So it's interesting.
Yeah. So you want to talk about what AI content can look like, right? This very much sounds like an AI generated script. Sit yourself in front of a camera, write up the, repeat what you've got. and then have a video editor throw some generic stuff. So, but he's got 2,000 likes. So what I think is important to recognize here is even bad content or maybe just like not niched, not well-written content can in fact do well for your business. Put something out there. I guess so.
Yeah, start somewhere.
I get, you know, him saying it's not that hard, get out there, has worked for him and it works for a lot of people. And I would say that's in a good, better, best, it's definitely a good, right? As opposed to not doing it at all.
By knowing your audience, crafting a message that speaks directly to them, and then choosing the platforms where they hang out most. Whether you're running Facebook ads or optimizing your website, digital marketing is about communicating your value to the people who need it most. Keep it simple, keep it strategic, and you'll crush it. And if you want more, just follow for daily marketing.
Keep it simple, stupid.
It's very animated.
Yes.
No,
I like him.
I don't disagree. I think we've talked about this in marketing all the time. You've got to know your audience and know their problem and sit in that problem and really understand the very specific points to that problem and then show how you solve it well, right? And we've obviously talked about being where your people are. I would say rather than choose a platform, you probably want to be on most platforms and then put out content. We're not only talking where are they physically or where are they digitally, we're also talking where are they conceptually inside your awareness funnel, right? So you want to be where people are, where they don't know about you. And we talk about this all the time. Why is a Facebook ad or a TikTok ad different than, say, a Google ad? Because people on Facebook didn't go look for you. They weren't problem aware per se, right? You went where they were in the commonplace and said, hey, world, you didn't know, but this is a problem and you want the solution. And also you can't pass up this deal because I'm going to give you a solution at a better, you know, deal than you could get anywhere else. And so that's very top of funnel as opposed to somebody that's like, I need this. And they go to a Google ad. So we're talking about meeting your users where they are, both physically or digitally, as well as conceptually inside that awareness funnel.
Yeah. I mean, overall, he's not incorrect. It is true. I would say as far as where your users hang out most, that goes, I mean, most platforms that people are advertising on are very wide, millions of people are using, but maybe he means like on LinkedIn I like this guy. Okay.
Well, awesome, you guys. That's today's podcast. We talked about a variety of things, but I think the overall takeaway is certainly your marketing efforts matter. They're valuable. No matter what we say to our partners, and we say it wholeheartedly, is whatever we build for them, they get to keep. It's their owned asset. And no matter who picks up next, if they did choose to leave us, whoever picks up next, that's going to be a foundation. And we would hope, like most of our partners stick around with us, that they stick around long enough to see that come to fruition with us. So they, you know, hang in there, do the things, get yourself out there on those platforms and watch your business grow. I mean, if you're in it for the long haul and this is the real deal and you want to build something that's going to, you know, promote generational wealth and financial freedom, you gotta do it and you gotta put in the hard work. And so
absolutely. The last thing, I just wanted to show my ring of power here.
Oh, we gotta get that zoomed in. Let's see.
Where do I put it?
Let's see, get it closer, maybe. Closer.
Right there?
You guys were really good at.
Sorry, I shouldn't have done this.
It's okay.
Too close? Oh, there it goes.
Get it close.
Oh, yeah, so there it is.
This is a local partner that Master Jeweler does a fantastic job, and he got us some run rings and put them on our pinkies before we push posh.
Sorry for making everything go out of focus.
No, that's good. All right, you guys, this is Run Radio with your hosts Quinn
and Brian,
and you guys hit that like button, hit the subscribe or subscribe button, toggle those notifications so that you can keep up on the latest on all things digital marketing, SEO, growing your business. And per usual, we'd love to hear from you guys so that we know you're out there and that you're getting something from this, and that we can cater to that better.
I want someone to argue with me in the comments.
Argue.
I'm just teasing.
All right, you guys. This is Run, Grow Fast,
Scale Smart.